the Remigash. The Remigash actually appears before the Ramban in the Shita. And this that you'll ask, Al Omram Hakofer Gadol Kosher Leedus Bibi Problem Pasal Leedus. Vamarte Loma Lo Nemar Gam came but Kofer Bibi Kodam Dilma Sophic Lulu Yishani Yishallah Ye Kosher Leedus. And this question that you'll ask, why don't we say that when it comes to a Kofer Bibi Kodam? That we say that he's pasul eidus. Why don't we say he has a suffik milva? For even Reb Yosef Halevi even Migash. Reb Osai, who asked this kasha? Yes, Yonatan. Tosis, beautiful. This is Tosis's kasha. Tosis's question is: at the end of the day, why don't we say that there's suffik milva yishani yeshua love, and then the halacha of kofu bepikadam should not be that he's pasul eidus? So far, so good. Answers the Rimigash, Tshuva, the answer is Iker Masha Nemar, Dilma Safing Movie Yashani Yeshwalov, Hula Inyan, Shalom Nachshod Oso Shunishbal Sheker. That's in regards to the fact that we don't want to be koshed him for swearing falsely. Omnam Li Inyan Akashrus Vapasulus. But in regards to whether the fellow is kosher, a filushin is barish a milvi yishana yeshalov. Even if we know that there's a milvi yishana, biyoso kofer bipikadon who posulates the fish ain't all the kachas also bechovo lios kufa bikadon shomachkid. So first step, Rabosai, what's the first step to the answer to the question? Yes, Yisrael?
Yeah. We can only say something mavish in regard to whether you can make a shvur. Regarding this shvur eidus, that's even if we have a svar of something mavish, that's still not going to help to not possibly eidus.
The right to but
so he's in this case the fellow has a milva yishana. So even though milva yishana is going to be enough to make him be able to no longer be considered chosha shvua, he's still going to be pasul eidus. Why is he going to be pasul eidus? Because he's a gazlan. He's a gazlan. And he continues and he says, "V'im lokach bechovo mebilti sheyisratzil balov, b'zeh akati gazlanu u'pasul eidus." He's still a gazlan. He's pasul eidus. Halo tira, misha anas es chaveru sheyimkar lo nechasav gazlanu. Somebody forces his friend to sell his belongings is a gazel. Now here, the Rimigash is quite a chiddush. I'm sorry, I was distracted by the noise before. The Rimigash is quite a chiddush. The Rimigash over here says that if we have a case of Toluz Zavin, which is actually a Beferisha Gemara, among Chesam Abeis, the case of Toluz Zavin, the halach is Toluz Zavin, Zvine Zvine. Nevertheless, even though we say Taluv is Zavin Zvine Zvine, the halacha is going to be that the Mechira is Chal, but he's a Gazlan. By the way, this is a big, big Chiddush. I don't recall seeing Rishonim that say that. I don't recall Rishonim saying that. Here in the footnotes, they say, take a look at Gemara Bava Basra. Okay, that we know. And they refer back to our Tosos on the Dafei Mabez of Chashid that brought up Toluv Zavin. And all they say is, look at the Shita Mekubetzes there. But I don't recall anybody ever going so far as saying he's a Gazlan. So in and of itself, the Rimigash is worth a tremendous amount, because Rimigash over here is saying that the guy is considered a Gazlan. But here he now says an interesting split. Achlo yispashet ze'agazlonus But this status of Gazlonis does not go so far. He's going to be considered a Gazlon, but nevertheless, it's not going to affect the Shvua. In other words, he's not necessarily considered a Choshar al Shvua. Why? The only person that's going to be considered a chasher shvua is someone who literally steals, not halachically steals, but literally steals. So he's a gazlan, he's not allowed to do it, but he did it for a reason, and therefore he's not chasher shvua. It sounds like the Rimi Gash is saying a fascinating so. And that is, halachically, he's a gazlan. Why is he halachically a gazlan? Because he took something that doesn't belong to him. Even though that he has a halachic reason for it. So since he has a halachic reason, he's not considered a choshed amama. But he's a gazlan because he got the money in a way that the Torah doesn't say he's allowed to. So therefore, he'll be able to make a shvua, as our Gemara seemed to say, according to Abaye. But at the same time, even though he's able to make a shvua, nevertheless, the halacha is that he's considered a gazlan. So now, Rabosai, we can summarize that we had very different approaches in the Rishonim about how to look at this fellow who's tofes. According to Rashi, we saw that this guy who's tofes, when there's a vada milvi yishanim, the Mari Katz assumes that it's mutter. It's mutter. We have the, and why, according to Rashi, because it's meshubit to it. The fact that he went about and he grabbed it in a way that wasn't sanctioned by Beis Din doesn't turn him into a gazlan. The Ramban says that if it's a pikadon, so then it'll be a problem of it in Ishdina Lanafshe, if it's mamon, you're allowed to. And according to the Rimi Gash, I'm not concerned necessarily about the Shavua, like some Rishonim seem to be concerned. I'm not concerned with the Shavua. Rather, the problem is the Tkifa, the grabbing in itself. To the point, Sarachiyun, this is for next time we learn Bab Metzia, unless someone can answer this, I'm going to write this down, to remember that next time in Yirtzeh Hashem when we learn, why is this not totally in the halacha of Ovid Inish Dil and Afshe? The Gemara by Ovid Inish Dil and Afshe doesn't say that the guy is a Gazan, so it needs to be mechalik between this and Ovid Inish Dil and Afshe. But this is the yesod of the Rimi Gash. And so the Rimi Gash, how many different shitas do we have here in our sugya? Let's start from the perspective of Tosis' Kasha. Tosis asks, what's with the Kofar B'Pikadon? So Tosis developed, according to the Ramban, that there the case is Vadai. If it's Vadai, so then he's a Gazlan, and then Ein Echnami, he'll be Pasul Ashua. Says the Rimi Gash, no. In our case, he's a gazlan too, but he's still kosher l'shvua, which contrasts to the shita of the Ritva and the Mari Katz, who say that no, that this fellow is doing fine. We had a discussion within the Mari Katz. How far does the Mari Katz go? Does it go like the way Reb David Pavarsky had suggested, or does it not go that far? But that is the basic diyun within these Rishonim. Comes along, Reb Naftali Trump, and then I'll take your Ha'ar Yisrael. I don't want to sit too long on this Seder, because it's not the general. I don't want to squeeze too much time out of your morning Seder. But I just wanted to wrap up the sugya because we still do want to cover ground as well, and I want to already get to talk for Kohen Bezer Hashem next week. Comes along Rev Naftali Trop in Kuf Mem Dalid, and he gives a beautiful hesber that might resonate with some things that we discussed in the past, and I'd like to hear what you have to say about it. Rav Naftali quotes the chiluk of the Rimigash, and he tries to give the lomdus of the Rimigash's chiluk. The truth is, I don't even know if you need Rav Naftali Trop. The Rimigash really speaks for himself. The Ainu, the Rimigash's chiluk between when it comes to the halach of Shavua, we won't consider the guy a chashud, but when it comes to Gazlan, he did something that was against halach, and therefore he's a Gazlan. So without Rav Naftali, I think I have a word for chat. Someone who's kosher l'shvua, or is pasul, or is a kosher l'shvua, is different than the halach of Eidus. Eidus, if somebody is a Gazlan, he's automatically pasul. Shvua is a question of whether we believe the guy is going to lie. There's nothing here. This guy might be a very, very frum guy, and he knows Nezikin inside out. According to Rimigash, he made a mistake that he thinks the Ritva is right, and he was tofes. But otherwise, he's fine. So Rav Naftali basically says what we said, but he just sharpens it a little more with the lomdus yisod that we've had in the past. Page chafei, v'anira beber advarim de be'emes pasul shvua pasul edus shoinim b'mahusa. He says that there is a fundamental difference, and you tell me where we've discussed this in the past. He says there's a fundamental difference between pasul shvua and pasul edus. Dine had gazan pasul edus. This that gazan pasul edus. Eino mishum chashash mishaker belvad. It's not because we're choshesh that he's going to lie. El psul agufu. It's a psul aguf kishar psulei edus shepsulei agufen. Like all other psulei edus that are a psul aguf. Where do we see this? We already mentioned this Gemara in Bava Basra Kuf Nun Tesam et Aleph by Moshe and Aaron. Dafil Moshe and Aaron are psulim, even though we trust them. Rabbi said, where did we discuss this? Kovit Shurim, right? About what? What? That what? Spell everything out. That what?
Yes. Why did the Torah ask someone to
eat this? Right. We had Tosis on Daf Chofam Abayz, Yutesam Abayz, Yuchesam Abayz, Yashikah, Yuchesam Abayz. So we asked, very good, Tosis there asked a question that our Tosis had also asked. And that is, when it comes to a Gazlan, why is a Gazlan puzzle? Why is a Gazlan puzzle for... Is a Gazlan puzzle? That was a discussion. Is he puzzle a Shavua Minat Torah or not? So we had in our Tosas on Hay on the Bays, 2 days of whether a Gazlan is puzzle a Shavua Minat Torah. Yehuda Chassid said he was puzzle Minat Torah. So Tosas' starting point is that should be a Dover Pashut, that a Gazlan should be puzzle a Shavua, right? Did someone pass the Tosin Subis on Yud Chesim the Bays? Chaim Tzvi is right, the Rav Elchanan was masbir that line in Tosas. Let's take a look at the Tosas again.
Which one?
Yud Chesam Abayz in Ksubis. Last week's daf. Thank you. Tosas on Yud Chesam Abayz asks, Vim Tomar Umaishna Leedus Posel. Tosis' starting point over there is not like Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, and Tosis assumes that Eidus your posel for a Gazlan, but Minatori your kosher for a Shvua. So what was the starting point? So Rav Elchanan was masbir that the starting point is that Eidus is an objective psul, is a psul aguf. Says Rav Naftali the same thing. In the world famous video that rocked the world, that rocked the Torah world. So supposedly it doesn't look so much like Rav Elchanan, but Rav Elchanan walks through as well. And of course, the Talmidim pointed out that the Rosh Yeshiva in Radin was Reb Naftali Trupp. He was the Rosh Yeshiva in the Yeshiva that the Chavetz Chaim started. The Chavetz Chaim brought him in to say Shir. So Reb Naftali here is saying the same thing. There were Reb Naftali and Reb Elchanan knew each other. Both of them were Talmidim of Reb Chaim of Brisk. Both of them learned together in Voloshin by Reb Chaim. So they're saying the same thing that Reb Elchanan said, and that is that when it comes to a psul edus, there's a psula guf. But when it comes to shvua, then there's a chash sheker. So that was the give and take in Tosos over there. Is Shavuah the same thing? Or is Shavuah different? So he says like this, Vanira bebiradvarm de bemes psul shvuah psul eidus shon memusam. Deine ha, the gazel apostle eidus, eino mishum chshash shekem evad, el psul agov. As we see in Baba Basra, Vim kein, heicha shein echoshul l'sheker, shapir, mashbiyin oso. So that's the same yisod. I want you to do the math. I just gave, with the help of the Talmidim, we gave a little bit of the background where we've discussed this before in Tosfot Subis and Chesam Beis. I want you to do the math whether it adds up exactly as the same sheet or not. It's the same dichotomy. The struggle of whether Eidus is whether Gazlim is a psul aguf for Eidus and how that relates to Shvuah. Definitely it's the same issue, but I want you to do the cheshbon whether it comes out of the same shita. Nachzor l'inyoneinu, Reb Naftali gives a beautiful added hesber to the Rimigash. The truth is, we could have said it, we didn't need it to be the same Bikim or Gaonim as Reb Naftali. We could have said this on our own. And that is that the pshat in the Rimigash is as follows. Gazlon he is, not because he's a liar. Not because he's a liar, because he's a gazlon. Why? He took the law into his own hands, and for some reason that was our tzarachin on the Rimigash. It's not totally in the sugya of Avadim Yishdin L'Nafshe or not. And therefore he's a gazlon. But he's not a liar at all. He's open about what he's entitled to and what he's not entitled to. He's not lying to anybody. And the Mela, he's not Choshul Shvuah. And to say this, says Reb Naftali, Reb Naftali just adds the obvious. Then you need to say that when it comes to Shvuah, Gazlan as a Psul Aguf does not passel for Shvuah. A Psul Aguf is not enough to passel for Shvuah. What's important for Shvuah is a Chshash Sheker. And that's the same thing that we had discussed on Yud Ches on the base. The question is whether Rabbi Elchanan was discussing a Hamamin of Tosis. Does it work with the Maskana? Is it Tali with Rabbi Yehuda Chassid? How does it fit back to Rabbi Yehuda Chassid? But the Yisod is definitely a Yisod that we've already developed before. Now when it comes to Eidus is a Psul Guf. And even Moshe and Aaron can't testify. And this guy, we don't believe he's a liar. He's very open. The problem is he created a psul aguf by doing the Maisa Gzeila. And this is a totally different shita than anything that we've seen up until now. Up until now, we didn't have anybody call the fellow a gazlan. We didn't have anybody call it. At most, we had the Ramban saying that if it's a pikadon, it falls into the category of Avadin Ishdil and Afshin. And therefore, you shouldn't do it. But the Rimigash goes way further because he answers Taisus and Kasha differently than the Ramban. The Ramban and Taisus will never go that far because they don't give the Rimigash's teretz. Okay, Rabbi Osai, do a good chazara and give me some feedback. Rabbi Yoel is going to be doing the Aleni Chabura with you on the Balamor Ramban. If you've got a good chazara on the week, start on the Balamor and the Ramban. And if you still feel that you...